With three quarters of the rainy season already over, the World Food Programme is sounding the alarm that if more rain doesn't come before mid-May, millions of Syrians in the northwest of the country will face food shortages. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Bierce.
We have seen rainfall less than half of the long-term average. And if rainfall doesn't fall until mid-May, we'll have a major impact on the next cereal harvest.
Wheat production is expected to drop to record lows, pushing food prices up and forcing Syria to boost imports. The conflict has already taken its toll on a sector weakened from the major drought of 2008 and 4 years of fighting.
We have seen that the agricultural sector have been hardly hit by the conflict consequences, with all the irrigation system damage, with tractor damage. Also, this lack of rain has an impact on the livestock because pastures are dry, and it's a kind of vicious circle.
If the drought comes, WFP projects that 6.5 million Syrians would need emergency rations to survive. The agency delivered food to a record 4.1 million people in March and hopes to be able to exceed that number in April.
We have slightly improved access to hard-to-reach area, but it's still a long way to go. We have to keep up the effort. We have to continue to scale up our operation thanks to our partner, in particular the Syrian Arab Red Crescent.
If the drought comes as feared, it will be yet another setback to Syrians battered by years of conflict. Nearly 3 million people have fled to neighbouring countries, and Fatoumata Kaba, spokeswoman for the UN Refugee Agency, says a major drought could force more Syrians to leave.
We can expect more refugees to leave if, on top of the conflict, they feel that their lives are in danger because there is no food. But it's hard to say, obviously, how many, because they could also move to other parts of Syria.
Claire Doul for UN Radio in Geneva.